was the perfect song at your age. You know, it just occurred to me as Lawrence was singing, you either fit in this church or you don't. I mean, there may be a visitor that walked in here today not knowing what to expect, and they may be thinking, my God, what have I done? I do want to talk to you about the local church this morning. In fact, my title is The Body of Christ and the Local Church. Really, the two are the same. If you're a member of one, you're a member of the other. It's a package deal. If you're born again and a part of the body of Christ, then you also belong in a local church. Have you ever been in a place where you were so uncomfortable simply because you didn't feel like you belonged there? I hope that's not true for anybody here today, but you felt out of place. You felt like you were a misfit there. Well, there is comfort in being born again and a part of the body of Christ, having that revelation. And then there is also confidence that comes to every believer in knowing that as a member of the body of Christ, you also have a place, a perfect fit in a local church. Now, you cannot belong. You cannot be a member just anywhere and everywhere. No matter how much I may want to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, I cannot be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Probably not. And if you're here today and you just really have a dream and a desire, you want to be a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably not. You just can't be a member anywhere and everywhere. And some of you, depending on where you live, and I'm one, I don't even qualify to be a member of the country club. I think to be a member of the country club, you have to live in a certain area and you have to pay a monthly or an annual fee. So I don't qualify to be a member of any country club. You cannot be a member of just anywhere and everywhere you might want. And then some places you may want membership, but an application is required and you run the risk of being rejected. That would be awful, wouldn't it? But not so if you're born again and you're a member of the body of Christ. There is also a place for you in the local church. It should happen at the same time. Church membership is something we're celebrating here today. We're welcoming 14 new adults and their children into membership here. And the way our membership works here is just like this. We don't require you come to 12 weeks of classes and tell you how to dress and what to do and how to think, how to act, how to behave. My God, what a nightmare that would be. But we only ask one question if you want to be a member of Abundant Life Church. And the question is, are you born again? If you're a member of the body of Christ, you qualify to be a member of this local church. Now then, after you're a part of our church, we all desire to grow spiritually together. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, it says, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So, in the book of Acts, when the church first started 2,000 years ago, the same day a person was born again, they became a member of the local church. Now, 2,000 years have come and gone, and culture has changed, and it's a different time, of course, and we adjust to 2,000 years of change. But we do need to respect the fact that in the early days, in the infancy of the church, in the book of Acts, there were not two separate days that a member celebrated. One, the day they were born again, and then weeks or months later, another day where they joined the church. The Bible says the Lord added to the church daily those that were saved that day. So we're talking about the body of Christ and the local church. They are membership, one and the same. Now we are called not only to believe, but also to belong. You belong in the body of Christ and you belong in a local church. Now, I know some people would say, well, I know Jesus. I'm born again and I know it. Are you telling me that if I were to die without being involved in a local church, I would not go to heaven? No, I'm not saying that. You'd probably go to heaven, I'm sure. Because heaven is not determined by your church membership on a local basis. Heaven is determined by whether you've been saved and have become a part of the body of Christ. So I do believe there are people who are not committed to a local church, but do know God and do believe on the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And I believe they would go to heaven, but why? Why wouldn't every believer want to be committed not only to the body of Christ, but also to a local church? Let me give you a parable. It's one I wrote myself. There were two college freshmen. Actually, I'm writing this right now. You've not heard this one before. Two college freshmen with two different attitudes. Both getting ready to attend their first day of college, looking at 4 years before their bachelor's degree. Two different students on the same day, the first day of college. And one college student says, my goal is to make the dean's list. I want to make the most of this experience. 4 years are ahead of me. I want to do the best I can, become all I can be, and I want to, as a goal, make the dean's list. That's what one college freshman said. But the other college freshman had a different outlook on it, and his attitude was this: I only need to make a D minus. I can still walk, I can still graduate. I only need to make a D minus. And so that's the way it can be for believers who are born again, have a real experience with God, and yet vacillate or hesitate in becoming committed to a local church. But the body of Christ is reflected thousands of times all over the planet in local churches, just like this one. Now, Psalm 92 and verse 13 says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish or grow in the courts of our God. Wouldn't we all want to grow? Wouldn't you like to flourish? In the Hebrew, that word flourish, you might want to turn me down. I'm popping and causing all kind of trouble up in here. And it may be something, a battery or something, I don't know. But the word flourish means to break forth as a bud, to bloom, and to blossom. All of us should have that as a goal as a believer, shouldn't we? To bloom and to blossom. Well, if we're planted in the house of the Lord, there's a better chance, a greater advantage for us that we can grow, and we do it together. Now, there are all kinds of reasons or excuses why people don't commit to a local church. First of all, they've never found the perfect church. We should put it on our marquee right out there. This is not a perfect church. If you're looking for a perfect church, don't even walk in here, beginning with me. We're so flawed, so imperfect. But the Bible is filled with so many examples of God taking men and women who were imperfect and using them to do great things. So perfection in the natural is not a goal we have. We're not, in a pipe dream somewhere. We know we are not perfect, but God thinks we are perfectible, and he's working on each of us, and it will take him all of our lives to reach that place. And we do a better job of it if we do it together, planted in the house of the Lord. Now, there are 300,000 churches in America. How many hundreds of thousands more in other nations around the world? 300,000 local churches in America. So I ask you, why are you here? You have 300,000 options in this nation. Why are you here at this local church? Now, you can be a member of the body of Christ in any local church, but why are you here in this one? And the answer is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18. It says, God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wants it. God is pleased that I am set in the body where I am. God is pleased that you are set in the body just where you are. Now, if you belong in this local church, it's because God takes pleasure in placing you here. And I need to go ahead and say this. Every church is different. What makes every church different are the people who come to that church and connect. You bring a measure of DNA and anointing to this body that we would miss if you were not here in your place. But I need to say this. If you belong at Abundant Life Church, you must be willing to worship with people who are not like you in many ways. You need to know the truth about local churches. And all of them are great. If they preach Jesus, there's no wrong way to do that, I don't think. But there are white congregations. If you want a white congregation, you can find them. Do you know that? There are black congregations, to where everybody who attends that local church, they're born again, they're connected to us, they're in the body of Christ, they are our brothers and sisters. They serve God just like we do, the same God. But if you're looking for an all-white church, you can find one. If you're looking for an all-black church, you can find one. But here, we worship with people who are not like us. I'm looking out right now. I don't see two of you alike. Different. Such diversity in the body of Christ. I've heard this. I'm sure you probably have too. There are actually churches where nobody attends but cowboys. Have you heard of that? The cowboy church. How many have heard of the cowboy church? Of course. Everybody who goes to that church is the same thing. They're a cowboy. There may be an Indian church. I'm not sure. Probably could find one. When it comes to local churches, you can find huge mega churches. And obviously, that's what many people enjoy. They choose to commit to that local church. There are many mega churches in our nation and even larger churches in other nations. I think one of the largest churches in America is Lakewood Church in Houston, 43,000 people. Another one in Dallas. Hey, there's some good options for you over there in Texas with 28,000 members. The largest church in the world several years ago surpassed 1 million members. It's in Seoul, South Korea, started by Dr. Paul Yong-I Cho, many years ago, the largest church in the world. You can find huge churches if that's your style. Or you can also find very small churches where just a few get together. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, Jesus showed great respect to even a small few getting together when he said, if there are only two or three that meet together in my name, he said, I'll show up and meet with them there. So do you like a large church or a small church or a church in between? There's every kind of church out there. Then there are churches that are locked into age groups. You'll find, if you want to find a church where everybody's 50-something, there are some of those churches out there. 10 years from now, everybody in that church will be 60-something. Nothing wrong with it. You'll find churches that are blue-collar churches, if you want that. You'll find some churches that are white-collar churches, and everybody who attends there have white-collar jobs. Nothing wrong with that. If they meet together in Jesus' name, he meets with them there too and reveals himself, and everybody who's committed to that local church can grow together and flourish because they're planted in a local church. There are some churches where everybody is a Republican. Now, that's funny. Well, I don't know why that's There are some churches where everybody is a Democrat. There are some churches that are liturgical, quite traditional, stiff. Well, we shot that right down this morning, didn't we? I mean, our soloist sings a song that sounded like one you may have heard in a bar last night. So we're certainly, if you're looking for a liturgical church, we're probably not the one you want to settle for. But that's all right. I had one man who visited our church many years ago. He was a good man, loved God, born again, but he could not take us. Now, he had a right spirit, but he carefully tiptoed up to me one day after a service. He said, I was born in a, he called it a denomination. He said, I was raised to be very still in church, not to move a muscle. We prayed not to sneeze. We hoped that would certainly nobody ever said amen. There was no movement. We walked in, we sat, we were very still. We got up and we walked out. And that's how I worship. And I'm just uncomfortable with this. And his heart was so right. I said, well, you know, you don't belong here. Probably. Let me recommend to you a church like that. We have helped, Pastor Steve and I have helped so many churches here in Florence grow. Hey, everybody needs a place to belong. Every believer needs a place to belong. And you either know it or you don't, or you may not know it yet. But there is a place where you're a perfect fit and where you can grow and you can know you're growing. There are churches that are traditional, and then there are churches who are contemporary. There are churches who sing out of the hymn books, and every song they sing is 300 years old. There's nothing wrong with it. Amazing Grace. How old is Amazing Grace, Lawrence? Written in what year? 1600s. Still a great song. I mean, there's an anointing on hymns. We don't want to overlook that. God will bless everything blessable. Then there are churches that sing praise courses, many of them written by David the psalmist. And then in modern times, some musicians put music to it. And so we sing a lot of scripture courses, we call it, or praise and worship, and then contemporary Christian music. There are more than one option. It's not just hymns only as an option. These are differences in style. There are some churches where everybody attends is filthy rich. And then there are other churches where everybody who attends would live below the poverty level. And then there are churches in between that have a mixture of everything. There are some churches you can find where everybody's highly educated. And there are other churches you can find, if you're looking for it, where perhaps there's not a high school diploma in the crowd. Does God meet with all of the above? Yeah, if they're members of the body of Christ and they're there to worship in his name. Oh yeah, he's welcome. And he shows up, he gives us his word that he does. Then there are churches that are flexible enough, and we do fit into this cat. Once a month, we'll take these chairs apart. This auditorium seats 600 people. We take these chairs apart and we roll out tables, like 32 of them. And we have caterers bring in good hot food, and we get together in fellowship and eat a meal together. That's just part of our brand and what we like to do. However, my wife met a man this past week, and he said to her, got to know her, they met for the first time, and he's a good Christian man. He found out where she attends church, and she was married to the pastor, and he attends a good church here in Florence. And he said, you know, a while back I visited your church on a Wednesday night, and I walked in, and in the auditorium, they were tables set up and people eating. He said, I just couldn't take it. So I'm saying, churches are different. And the one thing that marks this church is we are a mixture of different kinds of believers. We don't all look alike. We don't all think alike. We don't all act alike. But the one thing we have in common, our common unity, is all of us are members of the body of Christ, and we belong to the local church. There's a youth pastor at another church here in Florence. I'm in a mood, so be careful today. But I'm closing right now. How does that sound? That sound better? A youth pastor here at another church in Florence, a great church. I don't know of any bad churches in Florence. Our city's blessed. We have so many great churches here. And I'm friends with a lot of the pastors. But this one church that I'm thinking about now, the youth pastor there and I attended high school together. West Florence High, go Knights. After we graduated, we lost touch with each other, lost contact for many years. And as time went on, you know, our church started, and we're enjoying worship here at Abundant Life. And I did know he was a youth pastor at another church, but we had not talked in many years. And then we had Avalon in concert on a Sunday morning. Well, now they're a rocking contemporary Christian group, many number one hits on the radio, and our good friends Jana Potter and Greg Long and the other members of Avalon. So I get a call the week before the Sunday morning concert with Avalon, and it was my friend I graduated high school with. We'd not talked in years. He said, Carl, it's been so long, but I see that at your church, Avalon's going to be there Sunday in a concert. And I said, yeah. He said, would it be okay if I bring my youth group from my church? I said, absolutely. That would be great. Well, he brought his youth group from another church, and I mean, that Sunday morning, we were rocking it up here. I mean, the house was a rocking, and the music was a blasting, and I mean, instruments I'd never heard before were being played. I mean, it was just a throwdown rock Christian concert. And the problem with it, and some people's, it was a Sunday morning. And after that great Sunday morning concert, my friend, who's a youth pastor at another great church here in Florence, came up to me and said, "Wow, I've not ever been in a church on a Sunday morning that was like this one." And I knew it was a stretch for him. And I simply said, "You know, there are so many different ways to worship God. And none of them are wrong. Not if it's worship in spirit and in truth. So many different ways, and none of them are wrong." Romans 12, verses 4 and 5, "Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other." Josh Groban sings a great song, and one of the lines in the song says, "Even with our differences, there is a place where we're all connected. And if we're in the body of Christ, that place is the local church. God wants his children to be together." Listen to how many times the word "together" is used in Scripture, referring to God's children. He wants his children to be together. The Bible says we are put together. We are joined together. We are built together. We are members together. We are heirs together. We are fitted together. We are knitted together. And we are held together. And one day we will be caught up together. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you belong in a local church. Ephesians 4:16 says he makes the whole body fit perfectly together, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. And Paul in Ephesians says that we will come to such unity in our faith and such maturity in the Lord that one day we will measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Ephesians 4:14, the New Living Translation says, "Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth." Maturity as we grow together, planted in the house of the Lord and flourishing, growing, maturing. The Message translation says, "No more prolonged infancies among us, please." Prolonged infancies. How can we avoid that? By not only embracing membership in the body of Christ at the new birth, but by making a commitment in this lifetime and being a member of a local church where we're given an opportunity to grow together. No prolonged infancies among us, please, the Message translation says. Boy, I just grew a little bit right then. I just felt a growth spurt just a little bit on the inside. My spirit grew just a little right then. How are those words? No prolonged infancies. I tell you, there's a much better chance, a greater advantage each of us have of growing and maturing spiritually when we are connected and committed and comfortable in our place of belonging in a local church. Does that sound good to everybody? Did I offend anybody? I went to a pastor's conference one time. It was a three-day conference, and the guest speaker was from Louisiana, and he had a Cajun flavor, and he was an old-timer, and he got up, and I mean, he preached hard. He stepped on all of our toes. There were like 800 pastors there for 3 days, and we had to listen to this man. I mean, he just ripped us apart. Honestly. He said, well, I don't know if I should say what it is. But he said things that were just offensive. I don't mean to do that today. I hope I haven't offended anybody today. But he was, I mean, I'll quote one thing he said. He said, I was born again 40 years ago, and 2 weeks later, I was pastoring my first church. And he said, now I know you're not supposed to do that. Get saved, and then in 2 weeks, you're pastoring. He said, but God knew I was a company man. Then he said, I love the man. He's a brother. But I mean, he was offensive. He was sharp. I don't mean to be that way today. But another thing he said is, ever since the day I got saved, I've not taken one aspirin, not one bit of pill. And it's been like 40 years he'd been saying. And I thought, well, what about us who, you know, have taken ibuprofen when we had a headache or something? I mean, you know, I understand his heart was right. He loved God. It was obvious he was on fire for God. I mean, he was burning up there. And then at the end of the three-day conference, I mean, we were all beat black and blue listening to this man. And after he was all finished, Bishop Houston Miles said, we want to thank our guest speaker for ministering these 3 days to us. And the guest speaker had gone to the back of the platform and was seated now in a chair. And our bishop was concluding the conference. And the guest speaker got up again and came up to the pulpit like this and wanted to say one more thing. Took the microphone and he said, look, I know these have been three intensive days. And I appreciate y'all for allowing me to come and minister to you. And if I have said anything during these 3 days of meetings that's been offensive to you or rubbed you the wrong way, praise God, that's what I meant to do. That's why I came here. That's what I came to do. Bye. I say that to say this, my intention today was not to offend anybody, but I am for the local church. I believe the local church is a blessing to the world in our day. And if you're born again and a member of the body of Christ, I believe you should belong in a local church. Is that all right with everybody? I hope I didn't offend anybody. Stand if you will.